This time on Culture File, how to build an invisible concert hall in the middle of a city. The Classics at the Odeonplatz is a long-standing tradition in Munich, with each July orchestras such as the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra and their guests performing in the out-of-doors at the Odeonplatz. But the main trouble with outdoor concerts, other than the very real prospect of rain, is that the sound of the orchestra is never as rich and nuanced as when they're in a perfect concert hall. This year, Classics at the Odeonplatz trialled a new technology to cure that, a system which digitally gives the orchestra walls and a ceiling off which their sound can reverberate. Culturefile went to meet the engineer running the computers that make this happen, Johnny Pipping, as he prepared for last weekend's concert with René Fleming and the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra.
We are at the Odeonsplatz in Munich. It's a great big place. We have this hall called Feldherrnhalle, which is an open structure. And inside there's a symphony orchestra that will play for about 8,000 people. I'm Johannes Pippig, called Johnny, from Norman Müller. I'm an audio technician, taking care here on the Odeonsplatz for the network connections and the system components to talk to each other in the right direction.
All around us, the square is bristling with lights, but also an array of speakers, an array of monitors that we're not used to seeing at a concert.
Yeah, there's speakers on each side that direct to the audience. The idea is to rebuild in a digital way the reflections from a wall that's not existing there. Because normally when you listen to a classic orchestra in a concert hall, you have the orchestra, and you have a building, a room. You have walls, you have a roof, a ceiling. And this is something we don't have here. And the other problem is we have, as I said, 8,000 people. Of course, they can't hear the orchestra live. We have to amplify it. The challenge is to get this amplified, of course, and to get the audio as the feeling as good as it not amplified.
What is the problem we're solving here? Open-air concerts do happen. People go to them. They're relatively satisfied sometimes with being in the out-of-doors in the summertime, and that's enough of a compensation, maybe, for not hearing concert hall music.
Yeah, but we can do it better. We can be outside and enjoy the, well, at the moment, not good weather, but normally the good weather, and have a concert as we have an orchestra that doesn't sound too amplified through speakers and as you're used to it when you are at home and switch on your stereo speakers. Normally it sounds amplified, and we try to make this happen that it's not sounding that amplified.
So how are you doing that?
That we're using the DMB Soundscape, which is a system that we have an array of speakers at the front of the stage and up at the and over the stage. With all the speakers, we make object-based mixing. So if you sit in the first few rows, the violin comes from where it's really sitting, not from the speaker on the right or the left. It's just coming from that position. So if you close your eyes, the orchestra is in front of you.
So tell us about that noise we're hearing.
Just a white noise to check. The one thing is if they are basically running. But this will happen the next few minutes, just to make sure that every speaker and every feed is working and that the time alignment is correct.
So how many of these speakers do you have around? You're going to have to check every one of them.
We have 16 each side that make this around there Y10, so very wide, to make a lot of room. Normally, when you have a stereo system, you make the positioning, putting more, if the guitar player is on the right, you pan it more to the right. So at the right speaker, there's more guitar, and the left speaker is less guitar. And your mind thinks that it's coming from the right side because it's louder there. And that's the one thing you can do. And the other thing is you make it with time alignment. The signal comes from the right side a little bit earlier than from the left side. And with this, you can also make your mind think the guitar comes from the right side. And in this case, we work with both systems, of course, much more complex. We have 64 separate position points on stage, which are single musicians or some small groups. and they all are on the right position where they are, and the big computer from DMB makes it happen that the routing and the time alignment is made automatically. In this case it's classic, in this case you go back again, it's normally not amplified. So in this case you try to make it sound like it was that is not amplified. And if it's a jazz singer or a rock singer, it's okay because they have a microphone in front of them, you know this, and you can use a compressor, you can use effects, you can do whatever you want, and it's okay.
There is this tradition in opera of people singing unamplified, but possibly that's because, I mean, presumably that's because people thought that the sound through amplification was artificial in some way and didn't sound good. Is this kind of development going to lead to opera saying finally, well, you know, we don't need people to have that kind of lung power anymore. We can do all the work with great technology.
Technically, we could do it. I don't know if the opera wants to have it, because I think it's the opera set is a big tradition, and they sing without amplifier for these halls they're singing in. So I think they're gonna keep this because it's their tradition to have an orchestra and to have a choir, and you have solists that can sing as loud as it's necessary.
One of the things that that always strikes me about great sound is you wonder how much the audience is demanding it. You know, that technologies appear and people go, I know what I could do with that. But do the audiences care so much?
I think yes. It makes a difference between a good sound and somebody say, wow, that was fantastic. And that's the bit, that's our challenge to achieve.
Voice of René Fleming there, and you heard also from concert engineer Johnny Pipping. It's the Culturefile Weekly tomorrow with all the noises from our visit to Munich. That's tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.